Hello and welcome to this week's Independent Music Podcast. 10 of the best new tracks each week, hosted by me, Anthony Chalmers.
And me, Gareth May. Hello, welcome to this week's Independent Music Podcast. We started with the sounds of Lair and Monica Hapsari, the track called Setan Dolbon, released via Indonesia's Orange Cliff Records. They are all from West Java, Jati Wangi, if you need to be precise.
Have we played Lair on the podcast before?
Not that I'm aware.
It rings a bell. I'm guessing it must be. We've probably played someone called Lair. You know, it's
I was looking around and it's quite common
exactly,
as a sort of a band name. And yeah, they are, it says here, the psych folk outfit. And yeah, they but as sort of more sort of psychedelic surf music is sort of where I was sort of going with that, I thought. But yeah, I don't know a huge amount about them, but I'm going to read a bit of the blurb, which is extremely weird. Jatawangi psych folk outfit Lair and singer Monica Hapsari tell the story of a public defecating spectre that caused quite a pandemonium in a number of villages in Jatawangi. Speculation about the fecal matter's origins was spinning uncontrollably. People started pointing fingers and firing off baseless suspicions towards each other, prompting even the local police to take part.
Well, I mean, if we have some ghosts around here, at least they don't defecate.
Well, maybe. So the only person here that defecates in places they shouldn't is my cat. And so, but maybe, I've never seen her do it. So maybe it is a specter. But yeah, a whole load of blurb about it, which you don't need to know about, apart from the fact the case remains unsolved, however, and it became an urban legend that the locals refer to as Satan Dolbon, the name of the track that you just heard.
Thank you again to our sponsor, State 51. We've got the new album coming out from Vorklaw Zhimpel coming up this week, next week, something like that. Anyway, we've got the launch at Moth Club in a couple of weeks. It's an absolutely killer record called Trainspotter. New album called Memorials, Grove's cover of Girls Aloud, and potentially, probably, maybe, a very exciting collaboration with my favourite Sea Lion Woman coming to the State 51. Thank you, State 51, for your continued support. When I was putting my tracks together for this, I was quite tired, had a weird sort of promoter stress dream about promoting Bjork, and I was quite tired, and I don't know, I felt like I couldn't listen to anything that was like too techno basically, or like too metally. I just couldn't take it in. So I've got a selection of like quite some avant jazz, more slightly more down tempo stuff before one heavy one. This one is a really interesting record. The project is called Sovereign Bodies / Ritual Taxonomy. It is a project by Irish composer and performer Jamie Thompson, bringing together loads of different musicians. The only one that I'm that familiar with is turntablist Maryam Rezai up Yorkshire, recent Wire cover star, and you know, been doing from DMC competition to the far ends of avant-garde on turntables, and loads of other musicians on here, no doubt, who are well-known and excellent in their own fields, including an opera singer, soprano and spoken word. I'd say it's a sort of jazzy, slightly breaksy hip-hop edge avant-garde thing.
So a lot of words.
Yeah, this one here, it's just the opening track called Nothing Grows Here, How Dare You Be Free.
Shifters.
There we go. I hope my description sort of gets a little bit of what it is there. Scratchy electronics, hip-hop, jazz, avant-garde. I think it's excellent.
A lot thrown at it and very quite well balanced.
And that's only one song as well. There is quite some variety later on, including an opera singer who has a quite a big part of it. And yeah, it's definitely an avant-garde album, well worth your ears. It reminded me maybe a little bit of Irreversible Entanglements, More Mother's sort of jazz project, but sort of with a lot more electronic elements in there. Diatribe Records, did you say?
Yeah, Diatribe, yeah.
Diatribe Records, Diatribe, out of Ireland for that. Jamie Thompson, who's a sort of the main composer, originally from Belfast, but spent some time in Newcastle teaching music there for 15 years, which is probably how he knows Mariam, and maybe the rest of them are all sort of part of the Newcastle scene. Done work from electronic to choral, classical. Seems like I need to get to know.
Yeah, really great. And looking forward to listening to the whole record as well. It was sort of, I don't know, at first it felt a little bit inaccessible, but that sort of as it developed, I think it sort of became more sort of, you sort of eased into it a little bit more at the end. It sort of ended before I wanted it to.
Yeah, it says it is a tiny bit more. Sovereign Bodies Ritual Taxonomy is an experimental project at the intersection of opera, turntablism, improvisation and electronics, using texts taken from the UK Home Office sprawling border infrastructure and private contractors. Supported by the Arts Council of Northern Ireland and Dumb World, I'm not sure who they are, ensemble of improvising musicians, refugees and immigrants in Ireland.
Very nice. I'm going to move you on to 166 BPM banger here. This is from Cohen. Track is called Toma. Shall we just start it again? Just like once more round, please.
Yeah. Is it from Poland?
It is not. It's Cohen. A track is called Tama. It's taken from his record called Stop, Drop and Roll, out on the 21st of March via Malocca Records out of Belgium. Not sure where the guy's from. It says here he's relocated from Manchester to London, so I'm going to assume he's British, but I don't want to be all British about it and assume everyone's from here. I know them from the record called Beating Heart compilation South Africa, which was essentially a collection of artists who had some sort of affinity with African percussion in their music, and electronic artists had, you know, people like Spooky J, Snow, Modified Man, Anti-Flow, and Nabiha Iqbal, and a couple of other people that we really like here on this podcast. It's a compilation that is very, very good. And I don't know about any other releases since then until this one. It's sort of quite hard to dig out, but you know me, mate, anytime something that fast comes along, I'm going to gobble it up like a ravenous person.
I'm taking the tempo down here from the next one, from Penelope Traps, or The Penelope Traps, as a podcaster in joke. She's got a new record released on her own, Night Hive Records. The album's called Heavenly Spheres. It definitely takes a bit more of an avant-garde turn than her last one. Not that the last record was a pop record, but it was definitely a sort of dark record with more tuny melody, gothy songs. This is definitely taking a bit of a left field turn from that, and I really like it. This track is called A Seagull Learns to Sleep Alone.
Mm-hmm.
was expecting something more avant-garde, to be honest, but I thought it was really, really good.
Yeah, really.
Sorry, not to say that avant-garde music isn't good, but like, you know, it was exceptional, I thought.
Yeah, there's two tracks available so far, and it's of the two, sort of the most radio-friendly unit shifter. Seagull Learns to Sleep Alone from Penelope Trapp's Heavenly Sphere. She previously released on Houndstooth Records recently and done a release on Optimo as well. Don't think I've heard the Optimo one. Definitely familiar with the Houndstooth ones.
Certainly more up-tempo.
Yeah, maybe she was doing some club bangers. But this is a self-release on her own Night Hive Records, and she's got a few UK shows going, and I'm hoping to get her along to something at Babby Yaga's Hut.
Yeah, very, very beautiful as well. The Penelope Traps, was that... did you say that before, like when you played her on the pod?
I don't remember. I said that I've seen her name around, but I didn't... I thought that it was an indie band.
Does sound like an indie band.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, I felt that like Penelope Traps sounded like a terrible indie band, and I couldn't bother to play it. And then I actually listened to it and I was like, oh no, it's a really good artist. And she was like, that's just my name. And they'd be like, the Penelope Traps.
Stop bullying. Yeah, like,
that's just my name. Anyway, and it was a bit of a joke. Definitely not an indie band. Definitely an excellent Australian avant-garde artist based in the UK.
It's not to say that indie bands aren't all bad, but
not at all.
But no, Eros Childs, surely the only band named after a currency. Without a doubt, my favourite newspaper piece of all time. Anyway, I'm going to bring it down, but I'm not going to bring it down from where we've just been, bring it down from where I have been previously. This is from Andrea Belfi. He's a Italian drummer and percussionist. And go read a little bit of the blurb before playing the tracks. It sort of contextualizes what you're about to hear. You going to say something?
Yeah, no, just Andrea Belfi is one of those people who plays with loads of different musicians and a super well-respected member of the avant-garde. We've nearly had him down at Babby Yaga's for various things. And it's cool to see him releasing on Maple Death.
Yeah, so it's Eternally Frozen, the name of the record, consists of a series of canon-based competitions for brass ensemble, percussion, and synthesizer. The canon is an ancient compositional technique in which an initial melody is imitated at a specified time interval by one or more parts, creating illusionary, never-ending musical journeys. The work is inspired by the evocative image of the Diprong Mori. This is in your wheelhouse, this. The mythological bat with the alleged ability to fly through solid matter by bending atoms by its natural skill of audio echolocation.
Mythological in what?
The myths. Great timing. Yeah. The myth suggests that one of these bats had been eternally frozen in a wall of solid lead in 1952 by the researcher at the Rockefeller University, Donald R. Griffith. The story is exhibited in a display at the Museum of Jurassic Technology in Los Angeles, an institution renowned for both speculative, fantastical reinforcement of mythology and playful and beguiling distortions of mysterious could-be truth.
But where's the origin of the mythological bat? In which culture's mythos?
And no, I don't know.
We'll look it up where it's on. But for now, it resides in some ledge at the Rockefeller Institute.
For sure.
Dastardly bastards.
Yeah, for sure. It says here, both the canon and the frozen Diprong Mori are man-made illusionary simulations of eternity. Their attempt to create mirages where the insinuation of facts is more meaningful than the reality. So that's what this piece of music is, or this whole record is trying to evoke. It's Andrea Belfi. This track is called Setio Tatavi. There you go, Andrea Belfi. The track is called Setia Tatavi. It's taken from Eternally Frozen, released on Maple Death Records out of Italy. And yes, Anthony Chalmers, I have gone and done a little bit more reading on the aforementioned Diprong Mori bat. And essentially, the mythology essentially comes from the dozo of the Tripuscum Plateau of the Circum-Caribbean region of northern South America.
Just
so you go.
Caribbean region of northern South America.
Bernard Mastin, on his return from exploring there in 1872, reported having heard several accounts of the Diprong Mori, or piercing devil, which Mastin described as, quote, a small demon which the local savages believe able to penetrate solid objects.
I've been to Livingston, which is the sort of Caribbean side of Guatemala.
Thought you meant Livingston in Scotland.
No, Livingston in Guatemala. Really, really interesting place. Guatemala is all Mayan, basically, with some Spanish. But this one corner of the country, it's not really accessible by road at all, just by boat. And apparently in a slave ship, they crashed and a load of slaves escaped 180 years ago, and it's a completely different culture. It's all black, and it's like, yeah, it's brilliant. I ended up there on King's Day, and there's like street pies and stuff. It was excellent. So I have some experience in, that's not South America, that's Central America, but I was near there, and no sign of a bat that can miraculously get through solid matter, but I'm not going to completely rule it out.
Well, if you are interested in more, you can just use Google or your search engine of choice. And yeah, Andrea Belfi, and yeah, like Anthony said, has performed with lots of people, is on load, got loads of records out there, appears on lots of other records, has a couple of releases on Room 40, who's who played now and again on this pod, Float, Blue Chopsticks, loads of other stuff as well. So it's really good, wasn't it? Looking forward to the record. If you want more, you can go find it.
Need to book that Cafe Otto, don't I?
Oh yeah.
Be pure magic.
Oh, lovely.
So I do have one heavy one. This was actually a late addition. And this one, the last from me before the end of the podcast for the non-patrons, is one heavy one, which I managed to slip in. I put it in later as I got over my morning moroseness, or I couldn't hear anything noisy.
Does that mean that in the patron section, all you've got is morose music?
I've got a 12-minute jazz one, and nah, it's not morose at all. Now, as I said, I didn't have morose music. I just couldn't take anything too heavy. It wasn't morose. It was just like, I couldn't take any thundering bangers.
Well, I have jungleism, and I also have, in fact, I'm going back to Italy's for what I described here as sluggish futurism with UK funky and DMB sort of elements to it. But if you want to hear it, and you're not a patron, if you're listening on the free feed now, patreon.com/independentmusicpodcast is where you go to sign up, and you can get the feed directly into your podcast player of choice, and you get to support the podcast and join us on one of our many live shows and vote for your favorite tracks of the podcast and all sorts. Join our Discord club and have a lovely chat and get even more recommendations, usually sort of good Bandcamp tips and bargains from me, given I subscribe to pretty much the entirety of Bandcamp. And so you
Gareth
can do
does, so you don't have to.
Exactly. And yeah, if you're listening on the Patreon feed, we'll see you in a little bit. Other than that, Anthony?
So I'm going to leave you with the sounds of London band Kyoto Kyoto, fronted by a German guy called Lev, and all lyrics in German. They are really, really one of the best young rock bands in London, I think. Had them a few times at Baba Yaga's, and I've got their first headline show for me coming in April. Actually, sort of single launch for this one. So it's a double A-side, So and Trier, and I'm just going to play the first one here called So. And we'll see you later, patrons and non-patrons. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye. Bevor man wusste, was ein Wasserenergie zu tun war. Aber beim Erscheinen überdeckt meine Faust weg. Sie spielt alles voll, tanze bald darüber hinweg. Bissen des Wahnsinns, Alben, Essen, 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 Essen. Bissen des Wahnsinns, Zukunft, Welt, Blenden, Blenden, Blenden. Die Zeit verblasst, die Welt wird zu, das Grab vergisst, wenn geht Ärger. Gesicht verblasst, Tod verzu, Mutter vergisst, weg gibt Ärger. Ehre zum Jahre so unangekündigt. Plötzliches Verzehren, verlieren, verzehren, verlieren.
Black, 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 black.